Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Peit Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Peit Aleph Amud Beis, 18 lines from the bottom of Gufa. So Gufa Amar Vida Marav, L'Hutzuk Shiris L'Nasul Absulan, okay, Hennes is allowed to marry a Cholol. As says the Gemara, the Lame Messayer, our Mishnah seems to be a Raya in describing the cases of women that are mutter to the husband and also to the Yavam. So one of the cases is a Cholol Shanasa Kshera. So my love Kehennes, who makes Kshera, Kshera L'Kuhuna. The woman who's Kshera is referring to Kehennes, who's Kshera L'Kuhuna. And it says that she's mutter to Baal, she's allowed to marry a Cholol, which the Gemara says, Lo Yisraelis, she's not a Kehennes, she's a Yisraelis, who makes Kshera, Kshera L'Kahal. When it says that she's called an Isha Kshera, it means that she's Kshera L'Kahal. Ask the Gemara, Yach, if so. So when the Mishnah says Yesh Ach Kasher, that this Cholol has a brother who's a Kasher, so now me Kasher L'Kahal. You're going to tell me that Kasher means a Kahal, Mechal Dehu, Pasul L'Kahal. That would imply that he's Pasul L'Kahal. That's not true. He's just a Cholol. El Lav Kaye. It must be that this brother, when he's an Ach Kasher, he's a Kasher Kaye. Umi Dehu Kaye, and he Kayhenes. And the fact that when it says that he's Kasher, he's a Kasher Kaye, it's Mashmo. And then when we say that we have this woman who's a Kshera, it means she's a Kshera Kayhenes. Says the Gemara, no, Midiyaria Hakadis. So Akadisa could be the Kshera by the woman is a Kshera L'Kahal, she's the Israelis, and the Ach Kasher is a Kasher Kayin. Now Masa Rabin Bar Nachman. Rabin Bar Nachman asked the Kashan Rav, how could you say that the woman, that a Kehenes is mutter to a Cholol? We learned in the Braisa Darshan is the Pasuk which says, Le'ikachu, Le'ikachu. It says that Isha Zayna V'Cholola Le'ikachu, V'Isha Grusha Me'isha Le'ikachu. It says this actually Le'ikachu, could have just put them all together. We learn from there, Melamed, She'isha Muzaris, like they Aish, that a woman does have the Isra of the man. That just like a Kayin cannot marry a Cholola, so too a Kehenes cannot marry a Cholola. To which the Gemara says that no, that's not the Pshat in the Braisa. I'm a Rava. That the Braisa doesn't mean to say that just like he has an Isra to marry a Cholol, so she has a Cholol, she has an Isra to marry a Cholol. But the Braisa means to say is that just like he has an Isra to marry a Cholol, the Cholol has an Isra to marry him. Just like he has an Isra to marry a Grusha, the Grusha has an Isra to marry him. That the Halacha is applied to the woman of the relationship just as much as they apply to the man. Well, ask the Gemara, that's what we learn from Le'ikachu, Vahomehachanaf. That's something that we know from elsewhere. It's a general cloud. We learn from this pasuk that Hishva Kasav Ishal Isha Chol Ancient Shabbatayra, that with regards to all ancient Shabbatayra, women are included just as much as men. She says the Gemara, no. Because Imahi have a mean a lavish of a bakal. If it was just for that drasha, I would have said that that's only true by a lavish of a bakal. But a lavish ain't a shav a bakal, like, but maybe by a lavish not shav a bakal, like a halachis that regards to a kayin. So then I would say that a woman does not have the iser and kamash mulon, laikafu laikafu, that the woman has the iser. However, ask the Gemara, how could you say that Hishva Kosov is dafka by lav and that are Shavu Bekol, by Tumas Meis, the lav shein Shavu Bekol, who time with the Kosov Rachmanah B'nei Aram V'lo B'nei Sarein. The only reason why we say a woman's allowed to become Tumay Meis is because we have a drasha of B'nei Aram V'lo B'nei Sarein. Halav ha'chi hava mina nashav chayavis. If not for that, I would have said that women do have an iser, that they're just like a man. Now my time, Halav Mishav Ravidam Arav. Why would I have assumed that women are included in the iser? Probably because of Ravidam Arav, of Hishva Kosov. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, I know the Gemini with La'ikachu. I would have learned that from La'ikachu that even by Lavin that are not Shava Bakal, the women are included, but not from Hishva Kasav. Hishva Kasav is only by Lavin that are Shava Bakal. La'ikachu would have taught me that even by Lavin that are not Shava Bakal. Or you can ask me a different reason, a different tariff. Why do I need La'ikachu? It's because it's La'ikicha Tzuchale. Because Akadai Dechamino Ligmar Mituma. I would have learned that from Tuma that women are excluded, even though I have Hishva Kasav. I would have learned that from Tuma that women are excluded from Lavin and Shava Bakal." Kamash Malon, they know that women are mechuyevas, that they do have the iser of these relationships. Says the Gemara, there are papa Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua Yikloilu Hintzavu La'ashad Rav Yidibar Avim. There are papa Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua, they once went to visit Hintzavu, which was the town that Rav Yidibar Avim was the Marad Asra, and Boim Minayu in the base medrash, they asked the guests of honor, Rav Papa Rav Huna Beit Rav Yeshua, Hozruk Sheir Sinasal Absulan Ulai, is a Kehenes Lanam Yavri Cholol or not? So Amrlu Rav Papa, so Rav Papa opened up and he said, Tanisuav, right from a Mishnah in Kedushin, it says, Asar Yuchsin Alam Yibavel, Kehanim, Levim, Israelim, Cholol, Gerim, Harurim, Mazem, and Isidim Shtuki Asufi. 10 different groups of people went up from Bava Teret Yisrael, and the Mishnah says, Kehanim Levim Yisraelim Mutarim Lavizabizet. Kehanim Levim Yisraelim, the men from one and the women from the other, mix and match however you like it, they could all marry each other. Levim Yisraelim Chalalim Gerim Charurim Mutarim Lavizabizet. They could also all marry each other. Geri Charurim Mamzer and Isin Ishtuki Vasufi Mutarim Lavizabizet. They could all marry each other. Vila Kehanim is the Chalal, like a Tani. It doesn't say that the Kehanim can marry Chalal. It sounds like that they can't. It sounds like it's Aser. To which the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said back, what are you talking about? Amalei Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. Then no, it's not a raya, because I'll tell you that really it's mutter. But why didn't the Mishnah say it? Because Kohecha Dehani Nasi Mahani, Vahani Nasi Mahani Katani. The Mishnah only said cases where it goes a mix and match, where it goes both ways, where each one can marry each other. But a Kayan cave and Dilu by laments of Halala Sirule. But when it comes to a Kayan, since he cannot marry a Halala, so therefore like Katani. But it could be that in a Chanami, a Kohenus could marry a Halal. Ravidi Bar Avin said to them, the Dardiki, young ones, that Hachiam Ravina Marav, we already have a psak from Rav, that Lehuzruk Sheris, Lehnasil Psulun, and it's mutter for a Kahanis to marry a Chala. The Mishnah said, Shneiros Medivrei Seifrim, so they don't have any sort of ksuba, like Mezainais, Lavulais, by Minimra, Benebirim Rav Sheshas. Shneir Lebavoy, Shneir Liavam. In the case where she's a Shneir to the husband, but not a Shneir to the Yavam, where we said that she's mutter to the Yavam, Yeshla ksuba mi Yavam Ulai, does she get a ksuba? Gave a Dabar Marak ksuba, Sal Nechsen by La Risha, and Lesla. One hand, we could say that since the ksuba normally goes to Reuven's estate, so therefore she shouldn't deserve a ksuba. Idelma Kaven Dilu Lesla Mirisha, Tekinu Rabban Mishani, Islam. Or maybe since we find that there is a concept of getting a ksuba from the sheni, like in a case where the rishon doesn't have an estate, so then we give a ksuba from the sheni, so therefore she should get a ksuba. And we learned in the brayse it's mefurish that ksuba sal nechse bay la rishon. The ma'isa shniel abal afilu miyavam einla, that she does not get a ksuba from the yavam in this case. And the Gemara just has a kasha on the lashon of this brayse that's mechal dika disla miyavam. It sounds like that she doesn't. If she's a shniel to the baal, then she doesn't get a ksuba from the yavam. It sounds like if she was mutter to the baal, then she would get a ksuba from the yavam. Is that really true? That's not true. She gets her ksuba from the husband. It says the Gemara, Chasur Mechser Vachi Ketani, ksuba sal nechse bay la rishon. She gets her ksuba from the first husband. V'ilasa mirishay tekinu la misheni. If the husband doesn't have anything, so then they can establish that she gets a ksuba from the sheni. V'maisa shniya la baal, afilu miyavam einla. And on that, the Baisa was saying that if she's a shniya to the baal, so then she doesn't even get a ksuba from the sheni. Now, when it comes to shniyas, the Mishnah was very mefurish that she doesn't get any of these different rights, like ksuba, like mezainas, like blois, v'chulu, v'chulu. By it's people that are also midaraisa, like a manul kain gadol, the grusha to a kain hedye. So over there, the Mishnah says that she does have a ksuba. It leaves out what's the halacha about mezainas, blois, all these other things. It leaves it out. So by minera blazer, Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Lazer asked Rabbi Yechonah, a manul kain gadol, grusha v'chulu, kain hedye, where the Mishnah says that she gets a ksuba, yesha mezainas, I ain't la mezainas. Does the husband have to support them? Did they get mezainas or not? So says the Gemara Yechidami, what's the case? Ili midiyasa to say that they're staying together, ba'mu v'haitzi kai. We're trying to get them to get divorced. Mezainas isla, and you're going to help their shalom bayis, you're going to help them stay together and give her mezainas. That doesn't make any sense. Like tzri chashala chulu medina saya. The case must be that they're not together. He went overseas. V'lavsa v'achla, and she borrowed money to be able to pay the grocery bills, and she ate food, and now the husband comes back, and the shayla is my, who pays the bill? Who has to pay the bill? Mezainas, do we say mezainas tonight ksuba denu midi isla ksuba isla mezainas? Then mezainas is part of the ksuba. Just like she gets a ksuba, she gets mezainas. Isla, a ksuba which she gets on her way out the door, so that we're fine giving it to her. The mezaini, but when it comes to mezainas, maybe she ended up staying by him, and therefore lesla, maybe they didn't give her mezainas. Amar lei, Rabbi Yechonah responded that lesla, she does not get mezainas. Ask the Gemara about Tani Yeshla, but we learned in the Brisa she gets mezainas. Kitanya hi la'achar misa. That's talking about Lachar Misa, where Amman and Nizainis Menitzli assign them, and here there's no chashash that she's going to stick around because he's dead. So that's when he gives her the Mizainis. That's when he has to pay for a grocery bill. Now this the Amri some have a different gear, a different version of what happened. That Amr Leir Rabbi Yechonah responded that do they get Mizainis or not? That Tani would enter the brace that they gave so that she gets Mizainis. And on that, the Gemara was bothered just in Svar. It doesn't make any sense. Habamud Vaitzi Kai, that she were trying to get them to get divorced, and you're going to give her Mizainis. But the question is Tani Yesh? But Lamaisa, we learned in the Braisa, she gets Mezainis. And on that, the Gemara says, Kitanya hi la'achar Misa. That Braisa was talking about la'achar Misa, that's when it's Yeshua Mezainis, but otherwise, it's Eilam Mezainis.